From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jemma Gaudette. Tomorrow morning, pitmaster Lloyd Westbrock will fire up the smokers at Grandpa Southern Barbecue in Idaho Falls. His wife, Loretta, will start mixing up cornbread, and by 11 a.m., people will start streaming in for baby back ribs, pulled pork, beef brisket, gumbo, red beans and rice, and peach cobbler. Producer and podcasters Monica Goki spent some time at Grandpa's for the latest episode of Gravy. It's a podcast production of the Southern Foodways Alliance that tells stories about the changing American South. Let's take a listen to what Monica found.
It's just after 10 a.m. on a Wednesday, and Grandpa's Southern Barbecue in Idaho Falls, Idaho, opens in less than an hour. One of the owners, Loretta Westbrook, is mixing up a batch of cornbread.
Cornbread goes super fast.
Eggs go in, along with the buttermilk, baking soda, etc.
No Jiffy mix here.
No, ma'am.
Loretta's husband, Lloyd Westbrook, is smoking the meats. 12 whole chickens are about to go on one of the 6 smokers behind the restaurant, but not before they're spatchcocked and seasoned with Lloyd's in-house barbecue rub. And
we put a little less oil on all of our meat, and it just seems to make a difference.
Yeah. Lloyd heads out back to light one of his smokers. Charcoal goes in alongside a big chunk of apple wood for flavor. Lloyd lights the pit.
With the matches. It's almost fun sometimes.
Grandpa's has been in business for 27 years, and lighting the smoker still makes Lloyd smile like a little kid.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
This place is a bastion of Southern food, in Idaho of all places. More on that in a minute. Right now, the restaurant is about to open and the hustle is on.
If you will start the green beans, please.
You said green beans?
Hello. Yeah.
Grandpa's is a family affair. Some nights you can find 3 generations of Westbrooks in the kitchen. Currently, Lloyd and Loretta's daughter, Danny, is prepping sides.
The macaroni is definitely coming along. It's fine. Got the noodles done. Got the butter melted. So we're getting there.
Grandpa serves up barbecue with classic Southern sides like coleslaw and collard greens and a selection of homemade pies from sweet potato to buttermilk. It's the location that sets Grandpa's apart. The restaurant is in the southeastern corner of Idaho, just under 2 hours from Yellowstone National Park.
That's just a preview of the latest episode of the Gravy Podcast by the Southern Foodways Alliance, which was produced by Monica Goki, who joins us now. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. I'm good. Thank you.
Let's start with Grandpa's. A Southern food restaurant opened up in Arco in eastern Idaho in 1995. How did it get started?
You know, Lloyd describes it as that he always had not just a dream, he calls it a compulsion to open a barbecue restaurant. He grew up in Kentucky and worked at his brother's restaurant as a kid. And that went about how it would go for most of us if we work for our older siblings. He was kind of a gopher, and barbecue sort of fell out of his life after that. But when he settled in Arco, he just felt like it was the right time and place to bring it back into his life.
Wow. And at the time that it opened up, Arco's population, I think you say at some point is around 1,000 people. That is a very small town to support any restaurant, but this one thrived. Why?
Yeah. So,
oh, we may have dropped Monica there. We're going to see if we can get her back.
Even harder. But Arco is sort of at the nexus of being really close to Craters of the Moon and also not too far from Yellowstone. And so they kind of became a destination eatery for a lot of tourists visiting those two areas. Nice. And when I say tourists, I truly mean tourists from all over the world. So much so that the Westbrooks started keeping guest registries at one point. It was truly kind of just a spot on the map that people visited, and the restaurant soared.
That's amazing. And you talk about how the restaurant got a boost when astronauts from the Apollo 14 mission came back to the area for that 75th anniversary of the Craters of the Moon National Monument. And I understand there was a write-up in the Idaho Statesman.
Yeah, that's right. So in the late 60s, that's when the Apollo missions were launching. And Apollo 14 astronauts, their mission was about lunar exploration. And they came to Craters of the Moon to sort of learn how to be field geologists, right? They only had a limited time on the moon, and they wanted to bring back the most important rock specimens. Fast forward 30 years, someone at Craters of the Moon got the idea to invite the surviving astronauts from Apollo 14 back to Craters to commemorate the park's 75th anniversary. And at that time, Grandpa's had been open for about 4 years. Business was so-so. But reporters who were covering the astronauts' return stopped in, and two reporters from the Statesman ended up doing a short profile story on Grandpa's. It still hangs in their restaurant today. But that story ended up being kind of a liftoff moment for the Westbrooks. They said after that story ran, they were just inundated. And they had a lot of day trippers, people from Boise or Twin coming up for a day just to sort of eat this great barbecue, this food that you don't find out of the geographical South very easily. And it was just sort of their takeoff moment. That story really put them on the map for Idahoans, at least.
That's amazing. We're speaking with Monica Gokey, who profiled Grandpa's Southern Barbecue in Idaho Falls for the latest episode of the Gravy podcast. And I love that Grandpa's is a family restaurant. Lloyd is the pitmaster. We mentioned that. Kids and grandkids help out. Lloyd's wife, Loretta, is the queen of desserts and sides. But you found out during all of this that Loretta was not completely on board with the idea of the restaurant at first. I want to play just a little bit more of the podcast and what changed her mind. Here you are asking Loretta about fitting in Arco. Let's take a listen.
Living in a small town is not always easy.
I'm somewhere that is like totally different from my culture. So I learned a lot living in Arco. A lot, you know?
I want to ask you about that. Did it ever feel like home?
No.
Yeah.
No. Even though it didn't feel like home, I remember the day when I decided that I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. You know, so when Lloyd started the restaurant, I was not committed. Not committed.
Loretta was there to help, of course. She'd always made the sides and desserts while Lloyd smoked the meats. But Loretta said she kept one foot out the door because restaurants, it's a hard business.
One day I was praying. I said, God, I said, what do you want me to do? Because I feel like I'm out here. And I just heard this. It wasn't an audible voice, but I heard this voice say, go down to Grandpa's and help Lloyd. I opened my eyes and I looked up and I said, God, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I don't want to have to live with Lloyd and work with him. So I'm not doing that. And about a year later, I was sitting at my desk and I said, you know what, God? I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do. I typed up my resignation letter.
Loretta was working at a school at the time. This was after the family had moved to Idaho Falls. Danny, her daughter, was working at the same school. Loretta stopped by Danny's office. She told her daughter, I'm done.
She says, what are you going to do? I says, I'm going down to the restaurant and help your dad. And she says, do you know how long we've been waiting for you? And it was like, nope, I don't. But you know what? Here I come. And you know what, Monica? I tell you what, girl, the best decision ever. I mean, it has been amazing.
Loretta has been all in at Grandpa's for 6 years now.
I was always afraid, like, what about income? And what if it doesn't make enough money? And what if, and what if, and what if? And I had to throw all of that out and just, you know what? Here we come.
Yeah.
You know, it has been absolutely amazing. And I love cooking. I love feeding people.
Faith is a cornerstone of Grandpa's. You see it everywhere in the restaurant. Thanks be to God is painted above the entrance to the kitchen. There's an open Bible in the dining room, blessed oil on the food. When you find yourself in this family's orbit, there's a strong sense that Grandpa's is a force of good in the world.
I love this, Monica. I love everything that you tell us, not only about the food, but about the family, and what a powerful connector this has all been.
Yes, I agree. I was so deeply moved by their story myself. And the Westbrooks are just exceptional people. They're wonderful.
What was your favorite thing on the menu at Grandpa's?
I'm a brisket person, but I will say, so I grew up in Virginia, which is in the South. And when I was younger, we had barbecue everywhere. When I visited Grandpa's and took home barbecue, Southern barbecue, to my husband, his born and bred Idaho mind was just blown by the pulled pork. You know, it's got seasoning, it's got wood smoke flavor. And I think sometimes that we forget, living in the West, that we don't have access to the kinds of hardwoods that are typically used to impart flavor onto barbecued meats. That's things like fruit and nut trees. Lloyd manages to procure apple wood from his customer base. So
oh, wow.
His barbecue is pretty darn authentic.
Wow.
Yeah, all of it's good, though. All of it's good. Oh. Order one of everything if you go.
We were speaking with Monica Gokey, who profiled Grandpa's Southern Barbecue in Idaho Falls, for the latest episode of the Gravy Podcast. It's a production of the Southern Foodways Alliance. I think the podcast drops tomorrow, right, Monica?
Yeah, the full episode comes out tomorrow. And Gravy, you should be able to find just in any podcast app.
Great. Thank you so much for telling us more about Grandpa's.
Thank you for having me. It was nice to be on.